Tonight's shir simin shin aleph se'if chav hei. En yoytzin b'kameya she'enu mumcha. On Shabbos, it's not allowed to go outside in a public domain wearing an amulet that has not been proven. V'mu mumcha, if it's a proven and it's effective, yoytzin bo, then you can wear it outside in a shusha rabim. Lo shana ismachi gavra v'lo kameya. It makes no difference whether the one who wrote it, the author, has been proven to have the power to write an effective kameya, but it's not that the amulet itself is proven. Or the alternative, we'll get a case when we don't know but the author, but we know about the actual wording of the kameya. Kagon, for instance, how do you have a person who has a proven author of the amulet, but the amulet itself is not proven? Go to Kosov Lachash Echod, B'Shalosh Igros. A person writes three identical incantations on three different letters. V'ripu shloshtam shlosh b'nei adam. And each of the three healed three people. In that way, she is machi gavra l'osu lachash b'chol pam sheyichtavenu. The author of this incantation has shown, he has proven, that when he writes this specific incantation, it works. Avalola Sharlachashim, but we have no indication that he can write something else. Assuming that for whatever illness, each one has its own little nusach, so he's shown that for this illness, he knows what to write and it works when he writes it. And then if someone has his amulet for that illness, it's a Kamei Mumcha. But not for something else, not for a different formula. V'gam'ena Kamei Mumcha. And there's also no proof that if someone else would have written the same wording, that it would work. We don't know that the wording works. We know that it works when this man wrote it. Or does it make a difference if the kameya itself has been proven, but not the author? What's that case? Kagon. Person writes one formula on one piece of paper, one letter, and it's used repeatedly, and it heals three different times. Sha'osa igeres mumcha l'chalodam. So now that particular amulet has been proven effective three times. Anyone can wear it. The kolshkein is machigav v'kameya. And certainly if you have both qualities, that the person and the amulet and the formula has been proven. Go on, for instance, sha'kosav lachash echad b'shlosh igeros. He writes one formula, one incantation on three different notations. They're called Achas Ho'ila L'Shlosh Anoshim. And each one worked for three people. Ola Ech Adam Echad Shlosh Pa'amim, or one person three times. In such a case, Ismachi Gav L'Achash Zeh B'chol Igeresh Yichtevenu. This person has been proven as an effective author for this particular lachash, for this particular incantation. If he writes the same incantation, it's a mumcha. V'smachu igros ha'lo l'chodom. And these particular ones that he wrote already, that healed three times, are also have been proven to be effective, and anyone else can wear them. So let's stop here and catch up on Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Pezayin. Ein yoytzin v'chulu. You cannot go out with this amulet if it's not proven. If you look ahead in Simon Shinches, we wrote in the Mishnah Berurah there, a kameya that's not mumcha can be used to go to a karmelis. With shesarabim you can't go, but in a karmelis you can. Because even if it's shesarabim, it's not nisid yiraisa. It's not nisid yiraisa. For the churl, it's a takshit. So in a karmelis, it's mutter. That's what Mishnah Berurah writes over there. That's if it's not mumcha. Here we're talking about going to shesarabim, so you can't go with if it's not mumcha to shesarabim. Sifkar peches yotzimbo, but if it is a mumcha, if it's been proven, he can wear it in shesarabim. V'davka kashu motzio derech malvish. But again, it's only if he is wearing it as a garment, like around his neck. The oz shari mishum tachshet hu l'chorla. It's permitted because it's an adornment for the person who's ill. Ke'echad mimal bushov, no different than any of his clothing. But he can never hold it in his hand. And carry for hours. That would not be mutter, even if it's a kamei mumcha. Sifkon peites. Loshna v'chul, the definition of mumcha doesn't make a difference whether it's the author is proven or whether the actual formula is proven. Klal ha-hefresh bein esmachi gav v'esmachi k'mei huzeh. The Mishnah explains the general distinction between proving the author and proving the formula is as follows. This machi gav lo nikra elo aide shiripa shosha b'nei adam micholi achas b'shlosh igros. To prove the author, you need for him to heal three people from one illness with three different amulets. Not that it's different formulas. It's the same formula, but in three different writings. Sheyakasav b'kulo machash achad. Each one had the same incantation written out. Va'afilu kol echad rakpam achas. Even if each of them was only healed once, but he healed three people. Vaznasa gavrezem mumcha, that shows that this author, this person, is expert. Afle shara noshim sheyeshtam cholizeh, for other people with the identical illness. Im yichtav lachashev, he writes the same formula. Tal nischazek b'shlosho b'nei adam, shehu mumcha l'rapos b'lachashev. He's been established through three patients that he knows how to heal with this particular incantation. Avle shara noshim lo nasa mumcha l'om, but this doesn't mean he has any powers to write other incantations for other illnesses. Lo esmachi rak al lachashet. He's only been proven for this formula. Shekvar nisbar hamcha aso. And it's been clarified that it works. It's proven. That's the author. Umumcha kameh. What does it mean that the amulet itself is proven? Gon shekosif lachash echod bigeres achas. He only writes one formula on one piece of paper. And that same amulet healed three times. Mishnah Berurah says in Tratzion, there's no nafkamina whether he's merape with this igeris three people or one person three times. It makes no difference because it worked three times.
One,
three. What? Three is a chazaka. The Gemara says make a chazaka with three.
Okay.
So it makes no difference if it's healing three different people. Three different people, or one person three times, but the amulet worked three times. Shai dezeh nasi gerasimuch. This has made this particular writing, scripture, as expert or proven. Shekol odom mechor lizeh sheyisai gerasim. Anyone who's suffering the same illness will try to get his hands on that amulet, and it will heal him. V'davka oso igerasim. It has to be that specific one that was used before. But to rewrite the same formula on a different letter, that won't help. It only has been proven to work in the one that it worked on. Not that I can make copies of it and use the copies. And even if the same author who wrote the original makes a copy, it doesn't help. We don't know that the person wrote three. He didn't write three. He wrote one. He wrote one that worked three times. So if he writes a second one, there's no mumchois, there's no proven experience on the author or the amulet. Sifka and Sadi, lachash echad. So the Mechaber first begins to describe what does it mean to prove the person. To prove the person, he writes one incantation, one formula, three times. But if he writes three different formulas, lois machi gaver klai, that doesn't prove anything about the person. Because each one only helped one person. If the man wrote three and he healed three people, so now we know, whenever he writes this formula, anyone can wear it. Even someone else, even if he's writing it for another patient. We don't attribute the healing to the patient. It's anyone. Anyone he can write it for. And the truth is, anyone who's ill could go on his own to take that amulet. And a patient can take one of the original three amulets that this man wrote, because the man has been proven that for this formula he's an expert. So then anyone can get a hold of the original three and use that also. Since this author has been proven for this formula, My nafkamina. Emichtevena bichadosh. Alisa masha kasav kasav. Who cares? What's the difference? If he gets the author to write him a new one, or he gets a used one. As long as it's from the same author, the same formula, that's been proven to work. Then the Mechaber says, you can have a case when the author is not proven, but the formula is proven. And that's when he writes one lachash on one igeris, and it works three times. Sefkan Sadebez, Reba, Vasholosh, Bob, and healed three times. Afili Rakal Adam Echad, even if it's just one person that was healed three times, so that makes the formula, that particular formula, as a proven formula. And that igeris, Sefkan Sadegim, is Mumchel Chol Adam. Anyone can use it, perish. Shkol Adam Sheeshto Osecholi, anyone with the same illness. Motolikach Ba'atzmo Velisa Oso Igeris, he can take himself that particular piece of writing, that particular amulet, af shelo ripa el adam echad, even though it's only worked for one person, but it's worked three times for that person. Shai nischazka behamcha asa shosh pa'amim, because you've established that it's proven track record three times. Al yichtav lachash zeh b'igeres acheres, but if he would write the same formula on a different scroll, asur it would be asur. Afilu imigeres rishona ripa shlosha b'de adam, even if the first one healed three different people. Because all we know is that that particular amulet worked. But we didn't prove anything about the author that he could write another one to be effective. Sifkan Sadi Dalit, if you have both, that the person and the kameya is mumcha, that's for sure good. For instance, he wrote one lachash, one formula, in three different letters, and each one worked for three people. Sifkan Sayyidal to Ila Social Noshim, it helped for three people. The Elohi Ila called Achas Rakal Odom Echad, because if each one only worked for one person, Lohavi Elis Machi Gaf Lo Kameh, that proves the author, not the amulet. Because the Elbe Sif, like I said in the beginning, if. Avol Kimen Show Ila Koli Ges Pam Achas Social Anoshim, but if the letters, the scrolls, helped three times, three people once each, that makes the actual amulet proven. Sifkan Sadehei or the Adam Echad Shalosh Pamim, one person three times. Gam Bezeh Ha Tzir Shalosh Pamim. Again, in this case, you have three times. Kadeshi Gam Ismachi Kameh Chenalt, in order to make sure that the amulet itself is proven, not just the author. The Ramah says, V'davka Shabo Shtei Hamcha Os B'yachad. This only occurs when both are proven at the same time, the author and the formula. Al mismachi gavet techila, but if you're going to prove the author first, ma'achach osa kameya v'ripa shalosh pamim, and then he writes an amulet, and the amulet works three times, lo talina b'hamcha osa kameya, we don't know that that particular amulet is proven. Rak b'hamcha osa gavra, we just know that the author was good. Shekvan eschazik, he was already established as an author who writes it well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Sadifav. Shtei hamcha osa b'yachad, this has to be when they come at the same time. For instance, he writes one scroll and it heals Reuven three times, so that kameya is mumcha. He writes a second igeres, a second scroll for Shimon and heals him three times, that one is mumcha. Then he writes a third scroll, it heals Shimon twice. Now he is not yet considered an expert author because he only healed two people. He didn't heal three yet. And the third kameya has not been proven. The first two are proven, but this third one is not yet proven. And then that third kameya that he wrote for Shimon that worked the second two times is used for Levi, and it heals Levi. So now, when it heals Levi, he becomes mumcha because it healed three people, and that third kameya became mumcha when it healed three times, twice for Shimon and once for Levi. So this is based on Tosis and Masechah Shabbos and Chalfam Beis, that the third kameya is the one that becomes proven at the same time as he becomes proven, but the first two kameyas were proven right away as soon as they healed three times. Sifkan says, we're not going to assume it's the Kameh, we assume it's the author. So what difference does it make? Bottom line is, a person could wear it on Shabbos for Sarabim because the author was a Mumcha. Nafkamina, the Mishnah Berurah says, the difference is like this. Shem hifzid eroif hemchaso. Let's say the author, the doctor, lost his ability to do it. Kagon. Shekasev od shoshigaros vohilu. He wrote three more and didn't work. So now he lost his ability to write. As gam hakemesh nosam mikvar sharibesh shoshal nosam asur. Said any amulet he wrote that healed three people is also no good. The dainlo nesmachok. We didn't prove the formula. Mash enkin keshbosh shnei biachad. But if you prove them at the same time, oshbam chasa kemeh tchilu. You prove the kemeh first. Then even if the author loses his ability, the actual kameya remains intact. Mechaber concludes, but if he were to write three amulets for one person, not one amulet three times, three amulets to one person, and he was healed three times, nothing is proven. You don't prove the author because he didn't heal three people. He didn't prove the amulet because he has three separate amulets. Umutl says b'kameya mumcha. When we say he's allowed to go out with a proven kameya, lo shna hu shal ksav o shal ikra, makes the difference if it's written or if it's a collection of roots. Bein b'chayla sheish b'sakana, bein b'chayla sheim b'sakana, whether it's a chayla who is deathly ill or not. V'lo shenich b'kevar v'tlei lufua. It's not necessary to wait until a person is proven to be in sakana to write the kameya. Ela afilu lo achzo hacholi. El shu mishpachas nichben. But even if he has not yet shown signs of epilepsy, but it's from a family where this runs in the family, v'talei shelo yachzenu, and they hang it on his neck that it shouldn't happen to him. Shari, as a preventive measure, it's mutter. V'koyisho martibush es rabim, tie it on, take it off, even in a public place. As long as you don't put it on a chain or a ring, then go out in the public place, because people see it and think it's jewelry, and that's not okay. The lav tashik, because it's not jewelry, so it can't appear to be jewelry. Mishnah Brura, sifkan tzadiches, shalosha kameyin le'adam echad. If he writes three amulets to one person, hainu shaloshi garos. Even though it's the same formula, but he wrote three times. So nothing is proven. Sivkan Sayites, lo gava, not the person who wrote it. He cannot write another amulet, even if it's the same formula. Because the three he wrote only healed one person. Amrinan, in such a case, we say, mazoli de chayla garm. It was the mazel of the chayla that made him better, and not the proficiency of the author. The chayla himself cannot go out with the previously used amulets, because ultimately it is labeled as a kameya that is not proven. Yet the other achrim disagree. Sifkan kuf velo kameya. You didn't prove the author or the kameya. The kameya lo smachi rak kishigeres achas. The only way to prove a kameya is when one scroll, one amulet, heals three times. Sifkan kof al shal ksav makes the difference if it's written. If it happens to be from sukim, then it can't go out to a public place. Unless it's covered in leather, or something else. If not, chashinu were afraid, he may have to go to the bathroom. He'll take it off because you can't bring it into the bathroom. Then he'll end up carrying it for Amos. But let's say his illness is sakana. If he takes it off, then he doesn't have to take it off even in the bathroom. Then he can go out even if it's not covered in leather. So they have various spices and their roots, and they put it in there, and it also has some therapeutic point. So there's a question about why can you use this kameh on Shabbos? Are you worried about the gezerah of using medicines? And the answer is that the Chum did not make a gezerah on a refuah that's a segula, only on actual bona fide medicines. They made the gezerah of don't take medicines because you might grind more. But when it comes to segula inyanim, they didn't make such gezerahs. If you turn back to the Be'er Locha on Shekos of Lachash Echad. The Mechaber takes this approach that the only way to prove the person is to write for three people, and the way to prove the kameya is the same kameya used three times. We explain the Shnebura what is called an expert on the person, the author, expert on the amulet, proven amulet. This happens to be the view of Tosfos, the Rosh, and Ben Yeruchim. Which disagrees with Rashi in the Gemara. The Mefarash Rashi explains, if you have three people with three different illnesses and three different kameyas, different illnesses, if he heals all three, that's a mumcha for everything. If he can write three different kameyas for three different people with three different illnesses, and they all get better, then he's a proven writer of kameyas, period. Any kameya he writes is proven. Tosfos disagrees with this. The Rosh disagrees with this. That's the Rashi's approach. Well, did who, according to the Rosh and Tosfos, this doesn't prove anything. He only becomes an expert writer of kameya if it's the same kameya three times that he writes. He's only an expert for that specific formula. According to the Shulchan Aruch, what does it mean to prove the amulet? If this formula, the formula healed three different people from the same illness, that shows the formula works. Whoever writes this formula can go on a Shabbos. V'heim soivim, Tosfos and the Rosh Ben Yeruchim hold, no. The Davka Igeris Kameya Zugufa, only the actual amulet, Sharipo Legilim Ben Adam, that healed three people. Avam Yichtov Alacha Shazel Kameya Acheres, but if you rewrite the same formula on a different Kameya, Lo Nikru Kameya Mumcha, also says, but it's not called Kameya Mumcha, it can't go out. So Rashi has a whole different definition. Rashi's definition of making the author an expert is he wrote for three different illnesses, three different kameyas, and they worked, he's established. And as far as the establishing of the kameya, it means this formula healed three people, not that this actual amulet healed was used three times. V'hinei beis Yosef, av shehevi desmag v'smak v'hatruma kashi tisrashi, even though he agrees that he found others, the smak and the truma, who hold like Rashi, Tavas the Ikub Shulchan Aruch, still, when he writes Shulchan Aruch, he goes, Ke Tosfos, V'harash, V'nirucham, Shechokov, V'argon, Rashi. V'nei Metzosi, I found, says the Mishnah Berurah, I found, V'perish Rabbeinu Chananu, Sofanenu, we have Perish Rabbeinu Chananu, V'perish Boyed Rav Papa, in the Shail of Rav Papa in the Gemara, Mavoyer, Shemafosh, Kis Rashi, it's clear he holds like Rashi, V'chein Hei, V'chidushi Haran, B'shem Ben Yehoinison, V'hedya, clearly, Rabbeinu Yehoinison holds like Rashi. Ayn Shom Shehiz B'Tam Adavah V'Turitz B'Zakush Is Toysvi, so he even references Kasha. V'chein B'Me'iri B'Hedya, it's clear in Me'iri like Rashi. V'chein B'Gos Ashrisa V'Kshitas Rashi, K'mo Shev D'Archei Moshe, even the Hagos Ashri also, the notes on the Rosh agree to Rashi. U'Me'acha Shabbeinu Chananu, V'Rashi, Ben Yonison, Usmak V'Atur, V'Me'iri, V'Gos Ashri, Kaimi V'Chodesh Yitzchak, they all are more lenient. V'Mils Dabon, the whole Israel is Dabonon. There's no way to be chayv chatas on this. There's no chayv chatas. Near the ishlismach l'halka beis tzarech, it would seem, in case of need, you can rely on Rashi Shita and have a broader definition of mumcha. V'gam beis Yosef gufa, even the beis Yosef, this is one of the few places Mr. Bruce says what he's about to say. Lu ha'yil afar beis Rabbeinu Chananu, if he would have seen the Rabbeinu Chananu, v'beinu yehoinesan, lo sosam kem shulchan aruch lachmi, he never would have been machman shulchan aruch. So only because all he saw was the smag, and the sefer truma. Had he seen what I saw, had he seen the zoyche to see ben chananu ben yonison, he never would have passed l'chumah. Memela, you can be makel to have a broader definition of kameh.